Take some deep breaths. And again, pay attention to where you feel most grounded, your feet on the floor, where you're sitting. Sink into the feeling of that groundedness. And now in your imagination, go to the opposite of that groundedness. Imagine that you're in a boat out at sea in a raging storm. It's not even a big boat. It's a little boat that you're tugging at the oars. You're getting tossed in every direction. You're struggling to try to get somewhere stable, yet you don't even see anywhere stable. It's night. There's some light from the moon, but it gets blotted out every once in a while by clouds. The storms of an uncertain future are tossing you about. The winds of your own anxiety are moving your boat in a direction you don't want to go. Imagine what it feels like to be in that storm. What are you thinking? And then you notice a rock that's higher than you, jutting out of a raging sea. You get some hope. And with all of your strength, you try to row to that rock. Yet the storms keep you from it. What do you feel? What thoughts are coming to your mind? And then just about the time that your strength completely gives out and you are just done, you give up. You resign yourself to never reach the rock. The wind miraculously shifts and the waves begin to push you right up to the shore. You jump out of that boat faster than you ever dreamed you could, and you find your feet firm, steady on the rock. Notice what you feel. Pay attention to what you think. You found some more stability, but the rain and the winds continue to batter you. You look up. You notice that there's some space that you can climb up to. There's a cleft in the rock, a place of shelter. Not only that, you notice the light of a fire. There, standing outside the cleft of the rock, is Jesus, urging you to come up. Smile on his face. He's eager to be with you. You scramble up to the cleft and Jesus rushes you over to the fire to get warm. He doesn't say anything at first, but you just see in his eyes, you see in his smile that he's so happy to be with you. And the two of you sit, sheltered from the rain, the wind, warmed by the fire. What do you notice you're feeling by that fire with Jesus? What thoughts come to mind? What's it like to just be with Jesus? As you settle into the feeling of safety with Jesus, how does your soul want to respond to him? Take some time. Tell him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.